Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we're joined by attorney Stephen Jensen. We're going to be talking about motorcycle safety and some of the insurance things that come along with it. Stephen, it's a pleasure to have you on here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And it feels like motorcycle safety is a very pertinent topic right now. Last month in May, we saw Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. And even then, we've just seen story after story come out in the news, especially here in Utah, of motorcycle accidents, whether they be at fault or not at fault. But it feels like it's been more of a hazardous time to be a motorcycle driver. So I figure with the tumultuous situation we see ourselves in, it'd be good to kind of go over some of these insurance risks and these legal processes that motorcycle riders might want to kind of educate themselves on. I think for a good place to start would be kind of liability gaps and underinsured drivers, because it feels like as a motorcycle driver, even if you're not at fault, you're not going to get paid as much from these claims. So what do you think people should know about these liability gaps and other underinsured drivers on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. This is a time of year where there's kind of a convergence of all sorts of problems for motorcyclists. Drivers aren't, we're coming out of winter. They're seeing more motorcyclists on the road, but, adapting to now seeing these motorcyclists, and there's more of them on the roads given the weather, and so it's a hot topic right now. They're often catastrophic, so I'm glad we're having this conversation. With insurance coverage, liability limits, as you suggested, in Utah are often low. We're required, as motorists, we're required to carry $25,000 of insurance, which goes very quickly when it comes to injuries that we often see with motorcyclists. The best way for us to protect against those underinsured motorists is to purchase underinsured motorist coverage on our own motorcyclist policies. And so you can purchase, as little or as much as you want in underinsured motorist coverage. What that means is if you're hit by another driver and they have a minimum policy of, say, $25,000, you can purchase underinsured motorist coverage, or it's often called UIM coverage, to cover any excess damage that's done to you. And so, I recommend at least $250,000 of underinsured motorist coverage. And I'd say that's the best way to ensure that you at least have some protection.
Now, kind of building off that, I have a lot of friends around here who are motorcyclists. They love getting out in the summer and they love driving around. But some few of them have experienced that unfortunate situation of finding themselves in an accident. They've come to find that sometimes these claims can be kind of underpaid. Is there a rationale behind that? Does it just kind of go along with that underinsured drivers?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes along with insurance companies. I'm biased because I fight with insurance companies all day, but they certainly undervalue injuries across the board. But when it comes to motorcyclists, they play off this bias that the public has against motorcyclists. Everybody thinks motorcyclists are going faster than they are. Even spectators on the road, witnesses that see these accidents happen, they always say, oh, the motorcyclist is speeding. But in reality, it's just their minds playing tricks on them. They hear sounds of engines, and they induced that, that this motorcycle was going faster than they really were. And so insurance companies play off that, and they often apportion fault to our clients who are driving the motorcycle to then reduce what they recover in their accident. And so that's even police officers fall prey to this, where they tend to put more fault on the motorcyclist than other vehicles. Often citing speed is a causative factor, where in reality, when we go back and do accident reconstruction using skid marks and points of impact, it's just not true. Oftentimes, motorcyclists are not speeding through intersections. They're ultra-cautious because they understand the risk associated with riding a motorcycle. They feel more exposed. Yes, occasionally you get the risk-taker on a motorcyclist, but that is the exception.
And you kind of alluded to it earlier, but the world of insurance is a confusing one, especially when you start breaking out into more of the variables like motorcycles, like underinsured driver's insurance. Do you have any tips to kind of ensure for these motorcycle riders that they have the right coverage that will protect them in case they are found in one of these accidents?
Yeah, I mean, number one, you know, purchase MedPay coverage. So MedPay is the first line of insurance that pays on these accidents. Oftentimes, people waive that MedPay coverage because it's not required in Utah for motorcycles. And the MedPay, what it does is no matter who's at fault, it's like health insurance on your motorcycle policy. And so the common amount we see is $1,000, but again, that's just not enough. So purchase as much MedPay as you can. Insurance salespeople, they don't explain MedPay well enough. It's relatively cheap coverage and can often cover your health insurance deductible so that you're not having to come out of pocket for as much. So that's the number one tip. Number two, again, I discussed this earlier, but purchase more liability and UIM coverage on your policy. I would get at least $250,000. Yes, your premiums will be higher, but in the long run, it's well worth it for you to have that extra coverage. And, you know, thirdly, you want to make sure that you're purchasing insurance from a good insurance company. Don't always go for the cheapest premium. You know, I can tell you if you get hit and seriously injured by another driver and you're not at fault and you've got to make a first-party insurance claim or an underinsured motorist claim, you're not going to want to have like State Farm or Safeco or Liberty Mutual. They're just the worst insurance companies. They don't pay claims fairly. We always have to litigate with these insurance companies to get a fair result. You know, most of the time we have to litigate with them. So talk to a lawyer and say, hey, what are you seeing on the back end? Which insurance companies are paying fairly? Which ones are not? And they'll direct you to the right insurance company. Now, keep in mind, insurance companies kind of go in waves, so sometimes an insurance company that's paying fairly today won't in a year, so it's always hard to predict that, but that's really important to keep in mind.
You know, it's sometimes that extra few bucks is worth that peace of mind you're going to get from knowing that you have an insurance provider that you're not going to have to fight tooth and nail for to try and get your payout. Now, Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, just stay safe out there. You know, take extra looks, wear all your safety gear. You know, understand that motorists are kind of coming out of hibernation and trying to get used to smaller vehicles on the road that are harder to see, and you have new drivers as well in the springtime. That, you know, statistics show there are just more accidents in the spring, and a large part is because, you know, you have a lot of kids turning 15 to 16 getting their driver's license this time of year, and they're just not used to the roadways. You have a lot of distracted drivers out there on cell phones, so be extra aware, extra defensive, and don't take it for granted that, you know, people are seeing you. But wish everyone the best.
Well, Stephen, it was a pleasure to have you on here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was attorney Stephen Jensen. We were talking motorcycle safety and some of the ins and outs of insurance and some tips on how to get yourself the best coverage. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.